I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Connecticut officials are praising the latest 11th grade SAT scores, saying that the state is further closing the achievement gap. But many students from the state's poorest performing districts remain far behind their high-achieving peers from other parts of the state. The State Education Department pointed out that 14 of the state's 30 alliance districts made significant gains in English language arts scores, and 11 improved in math. Alliance districts are among the worst performing districts in the state, and they get extra money from the state to improve.
And that's something to celebrate, because closing the gap depends on our students that need us the most, getting their achievement improved more quickly.
That's Diana Wenzel, the state's education commissioner. But many alliance districts experienced a decline in average scores. 10 districts had lower scores in English, and 8 had lower scores in math, according to state data. Also, Black and Latino students remain behind White and Asian students across the state. The state recognizes this disparity and is confident it has a plan in place to address it, even though it's been a challenge for decades. The SAT is the only state-mandated test given to high school juniors after the state chose to stop giving a test called the SBAC a few years ago. David DeRoche, WNPR News.